Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of What Days with Murph. On the show today, we have a super talented singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist, Miss Alyssa Trahan, joining us to chat about her career, music, and anything that she's working on and on that she can talk about. As usual, I've got my lovely co-host slash sidekick, Emily, with me. So let's get started. This one's going to be fun, y'all. And disclaimer, me and Emily are both completely and absolutely exhausted from our weekends, aren't we, Emma?
Well, yeah. Weekend and the beginning of this week. Like, I'm just giving up, man.
So I'm just letting y'all know right now, we're just absolutely exhausted.
I feel like I haven't done a show in forever, so I'm glad I'm back.
I know, it feels like that, doesn't it?
Well, it feels like that for me because the last time I was kind of there, but not really. I was only there for like 5 minutes, but I feel like I've been out of it for a while.
Right. So, What do you say we bring on our guest?
Sounds good.
All right. With that, please welcome the lovely and talented Miss Alyssa Trahan to the show. Hey, Alyssa, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for taking about 30 minutes out of your day to do this.
Of course. Thank you for having me on.
You know, that song we just played over you, let's talk about that for a second. This video is all kinds of hilarious.
Yeah, the video was definitely a lot of fun, that's for sure. It didn't even feel like, you know, working to make a video. It was kind of just like a big dance party and, you know, just taking out on ice cream and cuddling with a little animal.
That ice cream scene had to be so much fun to shoot.
It really was, yeah. We actually, that video we filmed in one day. So we started at about 5 in the morning and went till about 7, 8 at night. So it was a long day, but it was definitely fun.
Oh, yeah. You know, and just as kind of a side note here, I've always had a ton of respect for you and your music, so to have you on today is kind of a treat.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm so happy to be on. Thank you again for asking me.
Something about you kind of blew me away, and I still can't wrap my head around this. How many instruments do you play?
I think it's 12. I'm not really sure how many it is.
That's kind of impressive.
Well, thank you.
I'm doing good just to play one.
Well, you know what they say, practice makes almost perfect, and just got to, you know, keep practicing. And I mean, I like learning instruments so I can include them in my music, and I've been involved in music in school, so that also has helped me be able to learn,
you know,
a few instruments.
And that's something we've got in common. I was in the high school marching band for 4 years. I was in the high school choir my senior year. So I've always had a love of music myself. So.
Yeah, I was in band and chorus right when I was able to, up until I graduated. So, and I'm still in chorus now in college. So, I mean, I've kind of always been involved in music in school. It's kind of just what I do, I guess.
I was in band until I broke my foot at band camp.
Oh, no. That sounds horrible.
I played in concert band from, like, 5th grade till 9th grade, and then 9th grade, instead of marching with my instrument, I decided to be in color guard, and I broke my ankle, and that ended that. So I was out for the whole year, and then I just never got back to it.
Oh, that sucks.
But I kept singing, so I guess it's okay.
It's okay, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was never in band.
It makes me feel a little better.
Me and Em are both singers, actually. You know, as I was telling
you
off air, I actually just got up on stage and performed a Saturday night for the first time in months. So.
At my stomping grounds.
Exactly, at your stomping grounds.
Did you tell him that you knew me?
Can I what?
I was asking Cody if he told the owner told the owner if they knew me.
Yep, I did.
I was like, tell them that you know me, and then they'll know who you are. Because I go there all the time and stuff, so.
Yeah, she's like a regular there.
I was like, tell you just go there and tell them that you know me, and then they'll be like, oh, that's who you are. You know her. Anyway, sorry, shiny objects. I'll stop talking.
don't worry about it. You know, I did take the liberty of buying both your High album and your Wild and Crazy EP on iTunes, and I cannot stop playing these things.
I think
thank you.
I think Cody spends his life savings on iTunes. He buys everybody's everything on iTunes. And I'm like, where do you put all this music? I don't understand. I don't have that much space in my phone. Like, whenever I try to take a picture, it's like, you need to delete something. So,
oh, that's the worst.
iPhone struggles. Anyway, Cody, I'll let you finish. I'll shut up. I'm sorry.
Oh, man, this is gonna be an interesting show, I can already tell. Ignoring that. I did want to ask, you've always been into music, but what prompted this thought of this is what I'm going to do for as long as I can in this music career?
Well, I kind of knew this is what I wanted to do ever since I was a little girl. I mean, ever since I can remember, I've been writing in my head. And then when I finally learned how to play guitar, I actually put the songs together with chords and stuff. So, I mean, really, ever since I was a little girl, I just knew music was kind of my thing. I mean, when I went to my first concert, I knew that's what I wanted to do. And I just kind of started going for it, I guess.
Awesome. And I guess on that same kind of note, what was the first instrument you learned?
The first instrument I learned, I think that would be silver flute.
Nice. Did you have any questions for him?
I knew that was coming. I'm sitting here waiting for him to say that. He says that to me every single show. Okay.
I always want you to have a chance to talk to the guest. And
I know. It just kind of
like I'm taking up all the time.
It sometimes hits me off guard because you'll just be like, Emily, and I'm like, oh, yeah, what? I was cool. I was all relaxed over here just listening. Okay. I'm trying to think of something fun we could talk about. Okay. This is a weird question, and it's totally off topic, but I'm going to ask it anyway. If you could meet someone famous, they don't have to be alive like now. They can be like this, which sounds also weird. Who would you choose and why?
That's kind of a hard question, but I would probably pick Dolly Parton. I really love Dolly Parton. I think she's awesome, so getting to talk to her would be pretty cool.
Good choice. I think you're the first person
that
said that. I've had, like, three people tell me Carrie Underwood, and I'm like, I don't get the fascination. I mean, I like her, don't get me wrong, but I don't get the whole, like, everybody wants to just meet her and, like, everything kind of fascination of Carrie Underwood, but what can I say? Cody gets it.
I like Carrie Underwood, too, but, I mean, I like pretty much everyone, I guess. I mean, there's not really any artists that I, like, despise or anything, so.
He loves Carrie Underwood. He, like, wants
to. Yeah.
Don't get me started on Carrie.
Cody, be quiet. Everybody always tells me Carrie Underwood, and I don't dislike her. I just don't think if I had, like, one person, that would be who I picked. But whatever flips your boat. Yes, Cody's in love with her. She's his one and only, like, celebrity. Well, not his only, but his
crush.
She's his celebrity crush forever
and
always.
I'm not afraid to admit it.
Oh, good segue. Do you have a celebrity crush?
Yeah, I have a few celebrity crushes, I guess. I mean, I get more, like, I guess starstruck, you can say, by, like, talented people, not attractive people. But, I mean, I do have celebrity crushes. I'm a fan of Zac Efron, for example.
Amen, girl. I get it.
But, I mean, in terms of, like, talent celebrity crush, I really like Hunter Hayes and Ed Sheeran. They're kind of awesome. I've actually met Hunter a few times, and he's just awesome all around. He actually inspired my one song called Starstruck. That song is kind of the story of meeting him the first time. So, yeah, I would say
cool.
Those three guys are my celebrity crushes.
Zac Efron, there's something to be said for Zac Efron. He's come far from the High School Musical days. Cody, have you seen The Lucky One?
That's
such a good movie.
Yes, he plays a soldier in this movie, Cody, and, well, you're not interested because he's a man, but still. It's a great movie, and
it's a
tearjerker. It is a tearjerker. Cody, you'd cry like a baby, because I did.
I probably would. You know, and I'm an emotional guy anyway, so I'd probably cry like a baby at that point.
He cries as much as I do, to be honest. Like, I'll cry on the TV, and Cody does the same thing. It's pretty awesome. No, my celebrity crush, nobody knows him because he's on a soap opera, but I want to marry him. He's my one and only, like, I have a lot of celebrity crushes, but he's, like, my above all. I want to marry him. Google him. Tyler Christopher. It will make your life better.
Okay.
And here we go with Tyler Christopher love again.
No, we're not going to go there. Go ahead and talk, Cody. I'll shut up. You know how I feel about this matter.
I do. Trust me, I do. okay. Now, I have to ask this next question because if I don't, one of my best friends will probably kill me.
Okay. I want to meet this friend that's going to kill you.
If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
That's a hard question. I'd probably start making trips to Nashville sooner, I would say. I made my first trip to Nashville in, I think, 2009, but I didn't really start making serious, like, business trips, I guess you could say, until this past year. But then again, I didn't really know that I could do that, I guess.
Right.
But, yeah, I would say going to Nashville more.
Mm-hmm. And this is always kind of sort of a fun question that I've just recently thought of, but what is the best advice you've ever been given, either musically or just in general, the best advice you've ever been given?
I don't know. I've been given a lot of good advice, and I've also been given a lot of bad advice. I don't know. I guess I've had a lot of people tell me just keep going no matter what. And, I mean, I'm a firm believer that perseverance is everything. So I've really followed that. And, I mean, so many people have told me that. So once a certain number of people tell you something, it kind of sticks in your head and you think, well, I don't think they would all be lying to me. It must be at least a little true. So I would say, yeah, just when everyone tells me to keep going and not give up, that's really the best thing, especially if you're in the music business and trying to do what I'm doing. That's really what you got to do. You just can't give up.
Now, this is probably one of my final questions, and I'll ask you if Emily's got anything else. But
how did you find me that time? Because I gave him attitude the last time.
Yeah, I did. if you weren't in the music business, are there any other passions that you'd like to pursue?
Not really. I mean, music is really my entire life, and it's all I want to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are so many things I like about music. I mean, there are so many parts about it that I enjoy doing. I like songwriting. I like singing. I like performing. I like playing shows. I like recording and producing music. I mean, I like every part of it. So yeah. I can't really picture myself doing anything else. I mean, I was a dancer for a long time, so maybe if I wasn't in music, I would go the dance route. But music is really who I am, so, I mean, I can't really see myself doing anything else.
Awesome. All right, Em, take it away if you got anything.
I know you said you love Dolly Parton, but other than her, who are some of your, like, musical influences, your favorites?
I always say, you know, every song kind of influences me in some way because I listen to literally everything. I mean, if you go through my iPod, it'll go from, like, Dolly Parton to Skrillex or something to Bon Jovi to, you know, all this stuff. It's not, you know, one genre or one artist or anything. But when I was little, I listened to a lot of Taylor Swift, a lot of that, you know, teeny bopper stuff. But I also really like Dixie Chicks, Dolly Parton, like I've said. And I do listen to, you know, the mainstream country that's out now, too. But I also really like the indie that's out right now. And I think that's cool because indie people are always a little more unique, I guess you could say.
Oh, yeah.
It's not, you know, based on what's going to sell on the radio. It's just artists, you know, expressing themselves.
Yeah.
And I think they always come up with really cool things. So, I mean,
know,
I'm always looking for new music to listen to as well, so.
You know, originally, this show was a soap opera show, originally. We'd have a soap actors on and talk to them about their careers or whatever, you know, until about a year and a half ago, probably, we started seeing if we could bring on indie country artists. And I have to agree with you 1,000%. Indie artists are some of the most dedicated, most just all around nicest, supportive people out there.
Yeah, I really think, I'm not saying me in particular, I'm saying all indie artists really deserve more credit, because when you're indie, you have to do everything yourself. Whereas if you're, say, an artist signed to a big label, I'm not bashing them at all or saying they don't deserve it. I'm just saying they have a lot of people helping them, and all they have to do is, you know, focus on the performance, which is what an artist should do. But, you know, the reality is if you're an indie artist, you have to do everything. You have to be your own booking agent, your own manager, you know, you got to be your own promoter, your own everything. So it's not easy, but I think it's worth it.
You know, and that's what I respect about indie artists like yourself. I was actually in Nashville at the Commodore the other night. I think I told you about this. And I was listening to a Riders Round at the Commodore, and some of the stories these artists told about the stories behind these songs is just unreal.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy talent in Nashville. That's one of the reasons I love it. It's just, it's a town so full of talent, and I mean, whenever I go down there, I don't get this sense of intense competition. I mean, it is, I guess you could say, a saturated market with all the musicians, and, you know, everyone's trying to make it and, you know, whatever. But like we were saying, indie artists are more dedicated to their own career, and but they're nice at the same time, and there's a lot of networking going on, and I don't know, there's just something about it.
You know, and I tell every indie artist that we've ever had on the show that this one thing, and I'll continue to do it for as long as the show exists. If there's anything we can do to help promote you or your music, whether it be on the show, on Facebook, Twitter, anything, I'm more than happy to do it.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing, I mean, I really pay attention to promoting things, and, you know, you see things go viral, and the thing is, there are a lot of things that aren't really viral. It's all money behind them, and, I mean, I'm not a rich person, so I just try to, you know, do as much as I can, and I'm really focused on the quality of the stuff I put out, so I really try my best, you know, whether I'm recording a new song or I'm making a new cover video, I really, really focus on the quality, and I make it as good as I can, and then, you know, I just try to get the word out best I can, ask people to share. Sharing is like, you know, sharing and retweeting, that's really the best thing that you can do, because then, you know, what if the right person sees it? You never know, especially with social media today, it's really insane, and you never know who's going to see it. So I always try to get people to share and retweet things, but like I said, you never really know.
You know, and I've retweeted a lot of your stuff, and I'll keep doing it.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
I kind of switching gears here to the actual music. Your cover of Traveling Soldier brought me to tears.
Oh, thank you.
It was so good.
Thank you. Yeah, that was really fun to do. I play that song live when I have shows, mm-hmm. and you know, I always got really good feedback on it. So I figured, hey, why don't I do a video of it? And
right.
thought it'd be fun to. I learned the dobro slide guitar for that video. That was the first song I ever played on it. So it was just a fun thing to do, and I've gotten a lot of good feedback on it. So it's kind of a rewarding thing.
Awesome, and another cover of yours that I really enjoy is a Hallelujah. That's just.
Oh, thank you.
That song in and of itself is just a incredible song.
Yeah, I've
always
really liked that song. I mean, it's kind of embarrassing, but the first time I heard that song was in the Shrek movie. So, you know, ever
too,
since I heard
don't
it.
Worry.
So it was always the Shrek song to me, but, you know, then I kind of found out, oh, no, it's like a real song. It's not just in Shrek and,
right,
you know, it was
written
by a talented guy. What? And
mm-hmm. Now, is there anything coming up for you, any music in the works, any shows or anything?
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff coming up, actually. This past time that I was in Nashville, just about a week ago, I recorded in one of the biggest studios down there, and I'm working on new music that will hopefully be out in a few months, maybe around summer.
Awesome.
I believe it's my best music yet, and I'm really, really excited to get it out there, and I have a lot of plans that I can't really say yet, but there's a lot
okay.
of cool stuff, and like always, I'm going to be playing shows like crazy, and I'm actually graduating from college in just a little under 2 months here, so that's kind of a big thing for me, too, so I'm a busy bee right now, but it's all over.
I'm graduating from high school in a little under 2 months, so I'm also
nice.
Excited. Then I'll have to be an adult, so.
Adult.
Gotta be a grown-up.
The joys of adulthood.
Yeah, I got 6 more weeks being a kid, and then I have to, like, grow up.
No, you don't. College is just like high school, but you're more on your own, I guess.
And I can wear what I want, so that makes me feel a little better.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Can you wear my pajamas like I do to Walmart?
You know, I will tell you this. This is totally off subject, but especially living on campus, the simplest things amuse college kids.
Yeah, living on campus isn't fun, in my opinion, but, you know, it depends who your roommates are.
I won't be living on campus, so I won't have that lovely experience, but
I think that's a smart idea.
You know, I kind of enjoyed living on campus in a way, but then of course, I was only 2 hours away from home, so I could be at home every weekend. So I guess that's one of the reasons why I enjoyed it so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like.
Yeah,
the fact
for me
that
it was just.
Stove.
Yeah, for me it was just my roommates and I didn't get along very well, so it made the whole situation difficult. But, you know, it all depends, because I do have friends that love living on campus, and they've made really good friends, but mm-hmm. it just depends.
I feel like I didn't
like
it because, like, I wouldn't trust the people that I lived with, and I would, like, feel, like, constant paranoia about my stuff.
That was my problem.
Yeah, I would
like
be constantly paranoid about my stuff and, like, leaving the house and stuff. No.
Mm-hmm. We've only got a few seconds, so I wanted to thank you again for taking a few minutes out of what I'm sure is a busy schedule.
Of course, anytime you want to have me on, I'd love to come back.
Absolutely, and And you're more than welcome back anytime you want to come back on. You're absolutely
well,
more than welcome.
Well, thank you.
So I think I'm going to let you go, and I'll be talking to you on Twitter sometime, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Alyssa. Bye.
Bye.
Well, did you enjoy that little interview, Em?
Yeah, I was just laying here listening, and I kept almost falling asleep because I'm really tired, but I didn't. That would have been bad. I did that once, though. Like, I fell asleep during the opening audio once, but I woke up.
I think I do remember that.
Yeah, well, I was tired.
Well,
I miss you. We should talk about our daily lives. Okay, tell me about the hatchery.
Oh, my God. The hatchery.
Isn't it awesome?
Let me set the scene for you, okay?
Okay.
Let me set the scene for you. I'm going up there for my the second time on the mic, okay?
Did everybody get to go three times or just twice?
Best I remember, just twice, best I remember.
Yeah, because there were so many people. Was that little kid there, his name's Chevelle?
Yes. He,
isn't he adorable?
He has some swag. That kid
I know.
Was sassy.
And that other guy, his name is Steve, I think. No, his name. Yeah, his name's Steve. Was he there?
I don't remember that, but I do remember that kid. He had some just
that kid's
sass
adorable.
For days.
He's like my buddy. Like, I see him, and I'm like, hey, what's up, little dude?
Yep.
I'm so bossy, you know. And so Steve, when he was there, I was like, do you know this one song? And he was like, no. I was like, well, I won't be here next week because I have Thanksgiving, but you have to learn it. He's like, yes,
wow.
Ma'am.
Oh, wow.
but I was kidding, but it sounded rude.
Right. But anyway, let me set the scene for you. I'm going up for my a second time on the mic.
Did you not get to rehearse beforehand?
Not this particular time, I didn't.
Okay. You just did the one before it?
Yep, not this particular time, I didn't.
Okay.
I asked if they knew a Trevor's Tritz, I'm going to be somebody, and they didn't. So, they threw out some ideas at me, and I was like, He Stopped Loving Her Today by George Jones. Which I hadn't practiced a bit. I had not practiced at a time. So I go into it, you know. He said, I love you till I die. You know, and the entire time.
Wait, y'all, and this happened to you and Cody just sang on the show?
Yes, I did. And the entire time I'm thinking, oh, God, what's my next line? What's my next line? Oh, God.
I do that. I sang the words wrong to Harper Valley PTA one time. And then I sang the third verse before, because, you know, it goes on and on and on as a story. I sang part of it wrong, and I had to do it twice. And I was like, I hope nobody noticed that I sang that part twice, but I had to sing it where it went, you know.
But
you had fun.
I mean, I did.
Did your mom, who did your mom tell that she knew me?
Huh?
Did
oh,
your mom tell Vance that she knew me?
Advance, yeah.
What'd he say?
Oh, really? Awesome. Or something like that.
He's such a dork, okay? Like, when I was singing the first time there, I was like, can I say hell? And he was like, well, or I was like, can I say hell, yeah, in Redneck Woman? And he's like, well, you're not going to sing him without that. And I was like, okay, and then
that's cool.
The electric guitar player, his name's, what's that guy's name? His name's Ronnie.
I don't think
he was
there
like,
Saturday.
Oh, he's super cool. Was the bass player Larry there?
Yeah.
Was Angelica there?
I didn't
see
her.
She plays fiddle. Was there anybody playing fiddle?
There was a guy playing fiddle, yeah.
Oh, I know him. His daughter teaches at my school. His name is something Littleton.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, his daughter's a teacher at my school. Angelica wasn't there. Oh, well, I gave you crap directions then, because I told you to go look for Angelica and Ronnie, and they weren't there.
Well, we found We found the owner of the place, so there you go.
Oh, did you want? Do you want a DVD?
No, I think I'm okay.
Okay,
I'm
cool.
Good.
I could get you one if you want one. But anyway, I was going to say is he was like, you can't sing. And he was like, yeah, you can say that. You're not going to sing it if you don't. And then Ronnie was like, hell yeah. And we all were like, hell yeah. All together, it was just a great moment. Van's just such an idiot. Like, he's hilarious. One of the guys in the band was like, yeah, I'm going to sing a song. I'm going to sing Porter. And Vance is going to be Dolly. And then somebody's like, you don't want to see Vance in drag.
Oh, God.
So hilarious. Wait, who? Okay. Oh. Drummer. Who was playing drums? Was it dark-haired guy, kind of like youngish? Yeah, he's super cool. Mm-hmm. And then there's two electric players. One of them is Angelica's brother, and one of them is Ronnie King, I think his name is. And then she plays fiddle. She plays electric fiddle. The guy that plays on the other guy that alternates with her, he plays just regular fiddle. And then the bass player's name is Larry, I think. He's an old guy. He's adorable. Okay, anyway.
Adorable.
It's a super fun place. Wait, okay. One more question, and then I'll stop. Was the old lady that, like, line dances there, was she dancing?
There were so many people dancing, I couldn't pay attention.
There's this one woman that dances, and I love her dearly. She is about my grandmother's size, and she's about my grandmother's age, and she kills it. And when I sang Redneck Woman, she was in the audience screaming hell yeah at me. It was the best. I'll send you a video of her dancing. You can tell me if she was, you can tell me if you're like, oh yeah, I remember her, because you'll know who it is.
I'm glad you had
fun, even if you had to have fun without me.
Oh, I did have fun, but probably the coolest moment in my life thus far happened after I sang He Stopped Loving Her Today. I was going back to my seat, whatever, you know, and Carrie Ann's mama, Kelly, who is a incredible singer in her own right.
Did she sing on Saturday?
Her and Carrie Ann sang Crazy.
Oh, that's like I missed that.
And they blew the roof off of the place. They were just incredible.
What else did Carrie Ann sing?
Strawberry Wine. And that was it.
I knew she would do it. I was like, you can have that one, but you're not having Broken Wing.
But anyway, Kelly looks at me directly in the eyes and goes, that was incredible. I'm like, say what?
Well, I'm glad everything went as planned and went smoothly, and there was no, like, craziness and feeling like singing the wrong words or tripping
right.
over a chord, because homegirl's done that too.
But what happened was I didn't get up on the actual stage. I was on the floor in front of the stage, and they just handed me the mic. So that's what.
Yeah,
that's
what I figured
out.
They'd have to do, because it's, like, so small up there, as you saw. And
yep.
I was like, it's a mess. Like, I tripped over a cord because I thought it was a good idea to stand there and walk around. And I was like, okay, I'm going to stand in one position.
Yeah,
from
it's
now
not
going to
happen.
Don't need to trip over the cords, everyone.
Exactly. It's not going to happen. But anyway, so, yeah, we had fun. And then that was Saturday night. So we went on into the Nashville Distillery with my aunt. And then Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, I went and stopped by the Cheesecake Factory to see another friend of mine, somebody we'd had on the show too, Elena. Oh, she's a sweetheart. Elena is a doll.
Awesome.
Elena is just one of the best, you know. And she didn't really have to do this because she was working, obviously, but every chance she got, she would come over and talk to me, my mom, and my dad, and my aunt.
Oh, she works at the Cheesecake Factory?
Uh-huh.
Oh, super cool. I would weigh like 400 pounds if I worked at the Cheesecake Factory, so.
Probably. But anyway, she worked there, and every chance she got, she would come over and talk to us. She's the one that actually suggested the Commodore grill that we went to and I was talking about on the show. She's the one that suggested that place for us. So
awesome. No, I was worried because I was like, I hope Cody, when he talks to Vance, I hope he says he knows Emma Lee because they don't know me by my actual name, you know? If they say Emily Corbett, he will have no idea who they're talking about, and he'll think they're making it up. Because they all, and
yeah,
it's funny because
Emily.
I forget that that's my name. And, like, somebody will call me Emma, and I'll be like, who the hell are you talking to? And then I'm like, oh, got it. Because everybody always,
yeah,
they always call me Emma because that's what they think my name is. So, well, I mean, that's kind of my name, but that's what they think
right.
My actual name is. So they always say Emma, and I'm like, who are you talking to?
Exactly.
Well, my mom calls me that, and then I had a couple teachers call me that back in the day, because my teachers was like, wait a minute, is that what you actually go by? I was like, no, you can just call me that. I don't care. But it sounded better than my name, so that's what I was suggested be called by.
Right. You want to do announcements real quick?
Sure. On Friday, have we moved the time yet on Friday, or are we still at 5 o'clock?
I hadn't got a chance to talk to Misty or Brandon yet.
I
so,
can text her
we're
after
still
this and ask her.
Working that out. I'll probably
okay. Well, we have Misty and
back.
Brandon. Okay, we have Misty and Brandon from Common Ground Radio on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
As of now, it's at 5 o'clock, but we're hoping to move it to 5:30 because your homegirl's got theater. But
you
I can skip out early. Homegirl can skip out early if we can't move the show. I mean, I can skip out early anyway, but you know,
right.
I can try at least without pissing anyone off.
I'm working on something. I'm working on something for the 31st. I'm working on something.
Okay.
I'm always working on something.
Second, yeah, you always say that, and I'm always like, what? And then the second, we have Nathan Varney. And it has been so long since we've had him on. The last time we had Nathan Varney on, I'll never forget because I was moving to Tennessee. So, super awesome.
You know, it'll be fun to catch up with Nathan again, won't it?
And talk about General Hospital because I feel like we haven't had a soap-related show in so long.
I know.
We're
having
withdrawals, Cody.
Exactly. And we'll talk about the anniversary show. So.
Absolutely, which is so exciting. I can't wait to see it. That promo picture makes me excited.
Oh, it's going to be something.
The picture of Becky Hurst, Jason Thompson, and Ryan Clarence, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That picture.
It's going to be something, isn't it?
Yes. She looks amazing in that picture, and I don't even like her.
Have you seen Blog Talk Radio's new look?
No, I haven't been on the computer.
when you have a chance, the next show we have, look at the studio next show we have, and you'll see a few changes. I mean,
does it run faster? Is it more efficient?
It changes graphic-wise.
Oh, I wish it was more efficient because it's kind of a pain in the ass, but
the graphics are a lot sharper. So.
Oh, cool.
So
maybe it'll run faster in the near future.
I'm gonna let you go, and I'll wrap up here, and I'll probably text you later. I know that I have my phone back. I'll text you.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye. Well. I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the super talented Miss Alyssa Trahan. Y'all, I heard the announcements, so I don't think I need to go over those again. So I think at this point I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.